German Chancellor Angela Merkel says there's no quick or easy solution to Europe's debt crisis. She's repeated her firm opposition to the idea of pooling a Eurozone debt through bonds. Her remarks come just a day before EU leaders meet in Brussels to discuss crisis response initiatives. Yemen admits it asked the U.S. to use assassination drones against al-Qaeda targets in the country. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta admitted using the deadly aircraft in Yemen for the first time in May. The U.S. has also used drones in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Somalia over the past few years. International peace envoy Kofi Annan is planning to engage Iran in efforts to end the violence in Syria. Annan will brief Tehran after the UN meeting on Syria this weekend. Tehran and Saudi Arabia were not invited to the event intended to shore up the faltering UN peace bond. In a few weeks, London will be hosting the Olympics, but right now it's hosting protests against radar and missile deployment in urban areas. A group of Londoners call on the Ministry of Defense to cancel the plan. The ministry says it will use the sophisticated weapons only if necessary. Bahraini activist Nabil Rajab says he's determined to keep up his anti-government protest. The defiant activist is walking free after 3 weeks in jail. The Bahraini people have been out on the streets for over a year calling for the downfall of the regime. At least 10 people, including two children, are killed as a blast hits a railway station in southwest Pakistan. More than 30 others are also injured. The blast took place near a tea shop on a platform where a crowd of people had gathered. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet. Sudan and the U.S. trade accusations. Washington says Khartoum is cracking down on anti-government protesters. Sudan has criticized the U.S. for interfering in its internal affairs. It says Washington needs to clean up its own rights record. Protests in Sudan began last week when the government announced austerity measures. In the U.S. state of Colorado, towering flames from wildfires are keeping officials from learning the full scope of the damage. Dozens of houses were destroyed on Tuesday night. More than 32,000 people have so far fled to safety, including residents at a nearby Air Force Academy.